Transformations. This is the same conversation we had in non-parametric statistics, so we're going to do the quick version. All of this adding, subtracting, multiplying, and dividing we're doing works best if the data are normally distributed. When we take an average of a set of things, that average is representing typicality or middle is better if the data are normally distributed. Well, the problem is none of D's, R's, or odds ratios are normally distributed. And so typically we transform their raw effect sizes before we operate on them. And so if we're working with D's, we're going to plug in the D and we're going to transform each D into an effect size using this transformation formula. And it actually shows you the Excel formula. If you're working with R, this is the Fisher Z transformation. This is the same transformation that we used when doing a Fisher Z test for correlations across populations. Those correlations aren't normally distributed either, so you do a Fisher Z transformation before you do the Z test. And this tells you how to do the transformation. The thing is that once you transform the data and you operate on the effect size to get your aggregated effect size, you then have to turn that back into an R. So there's an in and an out. And the same thing for the odds ratios. Odds ratios tend to be distributed like chi-square, not like a normal distribution. And so what we do is we transform it, operate on the transformed effect size. When we get our summary statistic, what we did the whole meta-analysis for, what's that aggregated effect size estimate? Translate it back to an odds ratio. And we'll show you how all this operates on Friday when we show examples.